Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't want to be a loser.
Me neither, dude.
I really should just pretend I'm retarded and live off the government.
Thank you for reminding me about that. I think I legit spoke to somebody that was disabled. Let's just say that.
Didn't we do this bit? Like, I'm going to call you and be like, hello, I would like to.
We did go over this bit, but there was a bit that actually happened today.
This is real. The bits are coming true. Like that Bedtime Stories movie.
Like in Dune, two dudes.
As yeah, like written. In Dune.
I answer the phone. I'm like, thank you for calling Lincoln Financial, whatever. I need Robin. I was like, no. Can't do this to me right now.
You should have been like, can you put your mom on the line?
Oh, that's what... Because what really threw me off... Their social security number pops up sometimes if they put it in. And there was... a social security number, and I was like, can you verify the last four? She says four different numbers that was not popping up, and I was like, okay, so you're probably calling for somebody, like, there's no way, like, whatever. And she's like, I'm calling for one of my employees. And I was like, no, you're not.
Hold up, what?
I was like, no, you are not.
She could have been. They're starting to do that. They're doing, like, coffee shops, but it's only ran by the Down syndrome. Seriously.
Really?
Yes.
Well, this...
Dude, imagine the fucking waiting time on that shit. Your order's never right. That's mean. Good for them.
It seemed like she was helping the actual... She almost seemed like an assistant to, like, the actual main contact
that we
have.
That's so fucking mean. Hey, guys, check this out. Hey, Robin, can you call?
Can you call
customer support for me real quick?
And check on somebody's claim. It had,
guys, watch this shit.
Well, what was it? It was something to do with they delivered their baby. They were calling on the employee's claim to see if they had called to give, like, delivery information. And I was like, no, I don't see anything.
Me don't see anything. Excuse me, can I get someone who's not a fucking weetard?
No.
I've got a business to run.
Look at the notes.
I'll be on the phone with jackoffs like you.
There's no, like, what we need is the delivery information. That's all we need. And she's like, can I give you? And I was like, what? Sorry, I can't understand. No, just kidding.
Were you on the phone with Doodle Bob? A hoity toy.
It's not far off. It sounded like Doodle Bob. Name.
Damn, Joe. She's just trying to deliver babies.
And I was like, you can have the employee call to confirm, you know, delivery took place and whatever. Can I get the information? Sure, I guess. And she's like, man, what did I ask? Date of delivery. March, whatever. Okay, I knew this. They were going to have this question, this answer, because it was the employer. Last day worked, and I was like, "So was it C-section or vaginal?" She's like, "I don't have that answer." And I was like, "Yeah,
they just come out of the vagina, dumbass." Vaginal.
What do you think? Where do you think all babies come from? Fucking retard.
That would be great if she's just the whole time like, this fucking moron doesn't know where babies come from.
Pussy. You know, you sound really slow. You sound really slow. And she was like, yeah. And I was just like, well, I'll go ahead and just leave that blank, but you can have either the doctor or the employee call and they can verify everything. I'm like, okay. I was like, okay. Bye now. Today was a rough day, but that made it a little bit better, but it was still...
Like, I did have to go to work, but I got to talk to a retard on the phone.
Made it a little better.
And that makes me laugh. That makes me laugh. I think they're neat.
There's some fascinating creatures.
Fascinating
creatures, aren't they?
I go in to get open heart surgery, and it's just... You just see the eyes, and you're like...
It's just radio. It's just radio about to operate on your heart.
Yeah. Guys,
did you ever watch radio?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Hey, he's a little special guy.
Yeah, we used to have... when I played football, there was a... I guess the towel manager... would be, he called himself a coach. He wasn't a coach. He washed the jerseys. That's all he did. But people would call him Radio. I never got the reference, but he was just like a fat old black guy, bald, and he'd sit on the back of the bus and just sleep. And he'd just sleep and he'd wake up and tell us about, like, man, I had this bitch, and I was fucking her, giving her the... He would always tell us fucking stories. He'd call it the python. He's like, this nice. Black python. And he wasn't lying. He wore short shorts, and that shit would pop out.
Ew.
Like, just a goddamn baby's arm. But just like a retarded old black guy with a huge dick.
Yeah, that's what radio... That's radio.
That's radio. That's... I was always like, he doesn't look like Cuba Gooding. So no, I don't know what the reference is.
But it's a retarded black man that I think he wanted to play football. I can't remember. It's been a long time since I've watched that movie. He either wanted to play football or he wanted just to be involved with it, and the team would make fun of him and throw him into the women's bathroom and, you know, the typical messing with the retarded people shtick.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Don't you remember throwing retards in the... You know, in reality, if you did that, it would just be like a sexual assault.
It would be a hate crime.
No, sexual assault would occur. The first thing he's doing is pulling his dick out.
Yep.
Absolute first thing that's happened.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I also went to school. I went to school with this kid who was like, he just had Asperger's. He was high functioning. He just had, he would jerk off, like, in class. Hey, and in the bathroom.
I never experienced that. I've never had any moments where people jerked off in class, but I've heard stories that, let's just say, people that did not have a disability like that would just crank one out.
Yeah. Yeah, he, that happened a lot.
That's gross. I don't understand. He also, like, just in middle of class.
He also, like, if you could pretty much just teach him a phrase, and that would be his phrase for however long until he found a new one.
Like a catchphrase?
Yeah, yeah. So my friend, I was in the class when he did it. My friend basically trained him to say, every time he was asked, what do you do on Friday night, he yells, I suck dick. Very mean, but I just would hear that constantly for about a year. Yeah, it's fucked.
But he was.
I don't think anyone laughed at him for that. They were just confused. Yeah. They're like, what the fuck is happening?
But he was never put into like, whatever they, like the special.
No, his mom pulled like the Forrest Gump, like fuck the principal or something.
Oh, okay.
He definitely should have been. Okay. Like, he was high functioning, but the social tics were not helping the kid.
Yeah.
There was also another kid who would always try to shake your hand, but it'd be covered in shit.
Ew.
He wiped with his hand. That shit was nasty.
Are you sure you weren't in these special classes?
I mean, I...
So you say that, you know, they weren't actually put in, but were you actually in these classes? And they didn't...
You know, now that I think about it. I did it. I joined it. They don't do homework. Just colored all day. No, they let the special ed mingle free roam with the other children.
No, they just let them free roam across cool. around the school grounds.
I mean, they have a herder. They have a herder. Yeah,
they have a shepherd.
They do. That was like the unofficial name of those teachers.
They didn't.
It was the sped herder, and they always just looked like they wanted to kill themselves.
They had like the shepherd hook. Come on,
that would be
so funny.
That would be amazing and useful.
Well, now come on, now come on, come on, get
come on, hey, boy.
He's like trying to. He's just walking. He's just like walking outside. Now come on, now come on,
no.
It ain't
fresh air, Tom. You spit that out. Spit that out right now.
And the one that always like barks. That's like the dog that's running around trying to get them back inside. Come on now. Let's get them back inside. Come on. And just running around on all fours. It's like some another form of human centipede.
Yeah. There was also a wigger that was in this classes. He got out. he got out of the classes, went back to Gin Pop.
Nice.
And he was a white rapper. Imagine the white rapper retarded guy from It's Always Sunny. That was him. That's basically it. And he's also a pedophile. He's on the sex offenders list now.
Oh my god.
I did do something mean to that kid. I don't know if I've ever talked about it. I sent him an email. I don't know. I somehow got his email. Mm-hmm. So I sent him an email saying I was like a producer in Atlanta. Said I heard his stuff. I was like, I gave him like address of like a KFC or something. So you should come meet me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he started posting like, man, things are happening. I don't know if he went.
I was going to say, did he actually go?
I kind of hope he went.
That would be funny.
That would be insane. Fuck him. He fucks kids. I'm justifiable. I bully a pedophile. Praise me.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you may not be as retarded as I thought.
You know, I'm something of a retard myself.
that'll be our new shirts. You know, something of a retard myself.
It's the Green Goblin wearing a helmet, a bike helmet.
Yeah. You know, I'm something of a retard myself.
For that phone call, that's what you should have just done the voice.
I could never do that.
Or a voice. Should have just done Chinese. Or Indian, and she would have been like, Oh, great.
What? And I'm just like, whoa.
Your name ain't fucking Joe, you diehead.
Beep. And I dropped the accent and everything. Just like, whoa.
Whoa. You need to check your privilege.
Yeah. You know, you're really showing your white privilege right now, okay?
Jeez.
You know what? I'm not going to help you anymore. Going against Lincoln's fucking morals. I don't just want to help with my employees. I don't care.
You don't see any multiracial Down syndromes.
Yeah, it's because white people are only retards in the world.
We are
the special group.
We are.
Gotta say, I think David Duke was onto something about the special white people.
It would be crazy if it's like God was just like, we need to set them back a little bit. They're having marches
We need slap some sad mothers. let's give them a slap on the wrist, but they actually miss and it's a big bonk to the noggin.
Fine. It's fine. They're happy. See, these ones, they're working at Starbucks. Look at that shit.
Yeah, they're singing. They're laughing.
I was always jealous of that. I'd be like, dude, their life fucking rocks. That's fucking... They just wake up and they're happy. They're happy. Yeah. They're like, oh, the sun's back. Thought it was gone forever. That's sick, dude. Your mom drives you around and feeds you. You're like, dude, this is sick. Can I go play Transformers now?
Can I go 38. Play the drums?
You're 38. You're still so happy.
Yeah. I'm going to play the drums now.
Your creepy uncle bought you one prostitute that one time. Life's good.
I thought it would make you normal.
That's the cure.
Yeah.
The uncle starts researching. It's like, we're going to make you normal. Flowers for Algernon. I found the cure to Down syndrome.
Pussy.
It's pussy. It's Chinese pussy. It's got to be Chinese. Because you take some of their intelligence and it absorbs. Get that fucking condom out of here. We don't need that shit. Fuck my retard. I'd do that for my retarded son. I'd buy it. That'd be his birthday present every year. All right, Jimmy. Let's look through the ads together as father and son.
Let's go on Craigslist. See what we can find.
He's not about it at all. He's like, no. I have to put Corey Carr's on the hooker. So he doesn't waste the hour I spent.
The hooker comes over and you have the case of Hot Wheels. You know those fucking big plastic cases of cars.
Hey, Roxy.
You have them ready to go.
Hey, Roxy. Hey, Joe. Same as usual. Yeah.
Vroom.
Drain my retarded son's balls real quick so he doesn't kill any more cats. Yeah, he's one of the violent ones.
Get the hot.
He hugged grandma too hard. Now she can't walk. that sounds like a good life. Sounds fun.
You actually end up building the those Hot Wheels tracks that have like the loop and the fucking whatever. That you hit it and it makes it keeps it going. Whatever that fucking thing was.
We just lay the hooker in the middle of like a stock car track.
Yeah,
it's like a satanic ritual.
Yeah,
just lays in.
And the cars are just going around her.
Yeah.
Yay!
Oh. What'd you do for your retarded son, Joe? Our retarded son that we raised together.
I would, I'll just give him my drumsticks. I'll guide him over to my drum set, and I'll just say, "Have fun."
Oh, fuck that. Dude, that drumstick is making its way up an orifice.
No.
Yes. No. It will find a way. Also, constant drumming forever. That would be cool.
Well, the thing
is,
I'll walk
drummer.
Away.
I'll just leave.
Have at it.
You just put him in front of the drum set. It's like, all right, Daddy's gonna go take a nap. Start the car.
I'm gonna go sit down the street to the gas station to get some milk and cigarettes.
No, you sit in your garage with the car running until you die.
Dying to the sound of the drums. Dying to the sound of drums being absolutely destroyed.
Damn it, Joe. We got him yesterday. You fucking shit.
Fucking idiot. God damn
it. I just start saying, I'm not the stepdad. I'm the dad that stepped up. My retarded son is prostitutes.
Don't worry, we're gonna get away from the drums. We're gonna play with some Hot Wheels. How's that sound, big fella? And we're gonna have this nice pretty lady. We're gonna have this nice pretty lady lay here for you. You keep building your Hot Wheels track. Just don't mind the person that's just awkwardly laying there naked.
It's like the Japanese businessman. They eat sushi off a prostitute, but it's just Hot Wheels covering her. This one. Yeah, it sounds like a good life.
Yeah, honestly.
I'll enjoy our life together after you killed yourself. I'm just raising our retarded son that we stole. We stole this boy.
We picked up the wrong baby at the hospital.
Yeah.
We took the wrong
We went to steal a baby to raise together as co-parents, and we accidentally got a retarded one. It wasn't even a baby. It was like a fully grown adult.
Yeah.
We just left with him. We were both carrying him.
We grab a gurney and just were wheeling him out.
Wee.
Come on.
No, we just I'm shaking a pack of Skittles. Come on, boy. Come on, in the car. Throw him in there. This is a mean pod. This is a mean episode, dude. We need to lighten it up. This isn't fun.
All right. Dune 2. I saw Dune 2.
Yay.
Fucking awesome. You need to go see it. It's fucking awesome.
I was bored during the first one, dude.
No.
Won't be this time.
The first one is slow. I'll give it that. The second one? No. That was good. Oh my god. I want to go see it again. This shit was so fucking good. Like, it is, to me at least, it's up there with, like, Lord of the Rings quality of fucking...
Shut your mouth.
It's not better than Lord of the Rings, but it's like they're setting up a third movie. But it's just like, it's just so fucking good. Because the first one sets up, you know, the fucking betrayal, whatever. And then the second one is setting up, like, Timothy Chalamet's character being a not so great of a guy. And then taking on the fucking universe. And then it just fucking ends. And I'm like, I need more. Please. I need more sand and worms.
I need more Timothy Chalamet.
Oh my god, it was so good.
You should watch Call Me By Your Name.
No.
Yes.
Nah.
He fucks a peach.
I know.
And the guy eats it. Sounds cool, dude.
No. Well, the thing is, I'm not a huge Timothy Chalamet fan. I don't really like him. I only really like him in Dune, but even then I'm like, meh. And I don't like the other guy that's in that movie. The cannibal.
I don't remember.
Armie Hammer, I think. He was in The Social Network. He played the twins.
Yeah, that's the guy who eats the peach, yeah.
Yeah, he eats
people. He also eats people.
Yeah.
That's just cool. some fun facts for you.
Yeah. But yeah, go see Dune 2.
That's fucking awesome. Nah, dude. Blood and Honey 2. That's what I'm catching.
Wait, I still need to watch the first one.
You haven't watched it?
Not yet. I have. I still have Peacock, so I need to watch it.
It's just gory. It's just super gory. I don't really...
There is one movie that's, I don't think it's out yet, but it's like, it's stop motion, but it's a horror movie, and the characters are very, like, fleshy. It's really weird. But it looks really gory and gross and just meh. I actually think it was called stop motion. Hold on. Yeah. I don't think it's out on anything, but I just remember there was a trailer and there's like this little, I don't even want to say clay, but it was like some small little itty bitty character and it looked like she was made of like human skin walking around. And it's like, it's just, yeah, but I want to watch it.
Did you hear that? Did that pick up?
What?
Oh, Allison's yelling at one of the cats. It's really loud.
I did not hear that.
Okay. Shut up, bitch. We're recording the pod.
We're trying to make money here.
I'm trying to make 50 cents to buy things that improves my life only. Okay?
To improve the pod so I can get 75 cents.
I got a bonus today. I'm going to spend it all on myself.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
I didn't get anything. I got a shout out. That was it.
From your boss?
Yep.
Hey, shout out, Joe.
They're like, hey, this guy's doing pretty good. Here's some points for our...
Oh, no, they do a point system.
Yeah, they have...
Oh,
like,
no, that's so gay.
Yeah, they have... they have, like, that store, and you can use points to get stuff. It's not... I mean, I like the store, because it's, like, if you don't have enough points, you can just pay the difference. But, yeah, there's no bonuses or anything like that. I get points for our little store. But I mean, I got some controller chargers, like the stands. I got two of them.
Nice.
So it's not.
We have a similar thing where there's a store, or there's a billboard, basically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it shows how many cars everyone's got out. And then it's pretty much just if you don't have enough, they'll call you and be like, look at this worthless piece of shit. You fucking fuck you. Basically. Oh, funny story, funny word story. So it wasn't my customer, it was someone else's, and they had been to a different store talking to this other guy. I knew the other guy, he's like same age as me. Kind of a little Jufro, a little nerdy guy. Mm. And so this customer's like talking to us about the other salesperson they saw, and this fucking guy, it's like a 78-year-old man, and he straight up asked him, so is this the last car you're gonna buy, insinuating because you're gonna die?
Oh my god.
The old man just is telling, he's just laughing, he's like, I don't know what's wrong with that kid, and we're just like, he's just he's a moron, I don't know. And then for laughs, we had Mike, who was our like desking manager or whatever. He calls him and is like, he can bullshit very well. He's just like all serious. He's like, what did you tell that customer? The guy's like, what do you mean? He's like, you insinuated he was going to die. And this is the last car, and he's like shitting his pants. I was like, oh no, that's not what happened. I didn't mean that. And then Mike's just like, I'm just fucking with the pussy, and hangs up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. That was the only fun part of today.
Yeah, I don't have any fun stories for today, because today fucking sucked.
You had the Down syndrome business.
Yeah, woman. But it wasn't enough.
I'm a business doing business woman.
It wasn't enough.
I'm a business doing woman. I deliver just, babies.
It's just I'm trying to think. No. None of them were. I think I had one phone call that was fine, but it was just because I was transferring them somewhere else. It was literally a 2-minute phone call. Everything else was just like, I have an issue with this. I'm trying to reach my examiner. I can't get my examiner. I'm like, okay. I'm sorry, but I can't do anything about it.
So, I stared at a fucking wall for 9 hours. I had literally nothing.
Yeah, there was a good solid hour this morning where I was just staring at my computer screen, not doing anything, because no one was calling. Those are the worst.
Yeah.
I'd rather sit through shitty phone calls, because then it just makes the day go by.
I don't know. I hate phone calls. I hate making them. I hate taking them. I fucking... That's
luckily, my I don't least have favorite to part. Make phone calls. Yet.
That's true.
I just have
to. Oh, they want us to cold call people. I never fucking do that.
No, I don't do that.
It works.
Hell no.
I literally, they give you statistics on everything. Yeah. And cold calls work. It was like 0.02% of the time.
Right.
Or you actually, and that's not selling them, it's getting them to the store. So I'm like, I'm just not going to do it. I just pretend I do it. Mm-hmm. I just put in, like, I called them, they didn't answer. Like, 30 fucking times a day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, There's a thing we're supposed to do. Well, I don't think we're supposed to do it technically. But if, say, if it's like really busy, some phone calls, like if they hang up or something, they are put into a callback queue. So sometimes if I go into like the ready mode, it will just initiate the callback. So it's like I'm calling back to like reaching out to them. If they don't pick up, I think technically we're supposed to leave a voicemail. I never leave a voicemail. I just end the call.
Yeah.
And then it's usually not that bad because it's like if they pick up, you just go through the normal fucking call. But it still is. I don't like it. So just let me answer. I'd rather just pick up the phone. I don't want to reach out.
Yeah. No, I hate making phone calls. Fuck that shit. I pretty much, my whole strategy is to either be incredibly charming, depending, usually if it's an old woman.
Mm-hmm.
That works very well. Or just bully someone into coming inside. It's like, let me pull your credit, man. It's cool. Let me pull it.
Oh, that looks...
Ugh. Oh, come on. What are you worried about?
I want you to be like, you're trying to pull somebody inside, like, let me look at your credit score, and you're like, oh god, that's not good.
That's usually the case.
Yeah, but I want you to be like overselling it, like, to the point where you're actually just kicking them out, pushing them away, like, oh god, oh Jesus.
No, pretty, yeah, Christ. I do it all the time.
That's okay.
It's like, goddamn, dude. I had this one woman, and I was like, how the fuck do you have 20 credit cards maxed out?
What?
Yeah, I was like, how did you even get... I literally asked her, I'm like, how did you get approved for 20 credit cards? Maxed the fuck out, and then she's like, can I get her car? I'm like, no.
Hell no.
Nah, dude. Get the fuck out. I had one the other day, and it was like this woman and her daughter, and they both had no credit. And then they're like, well, we'll be back. This is almost worse than, you know, having someone with a good credit score, but they're just annoying.
Mm-hmm.
They just come back every single day with a different cosigner. Ugh. Who's terrible. They brought this dude who was just covered in face tattoos. And they're like, you said get a good cosigner. I got my good cosigner. I'm like,
looks like you have a cosigner.
Like, well, I'll pull it. 500. So I went out there. I was like, yeah, so do you have like 5 grand? They're like, no. Like, of course not. We need a better cosigner.
Of course not. Get the fuck out. All right, we'll be back. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, luckily I don't have to do all that shit. That sounds painful.
No, that's not bad. It's very quick.
Hmm. Yeah, but I don't know if I could... I could never just be like, damn, what the fuck, dude? Damn, 20 maxed out credit cards? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, most of the time they know what their situation is.
Oh, okay.
When they're baffled, yeah, they usually get pretty pissed. And then I still have to kind of be like, well... You make $1,000 Social Security, and you're putting out like double that in payments of stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know how the fuck you're alive. Essentially, then I get like I don't get. Usually, if it's a meth head, I just kick them out immediately.
Yeah,
just being like, dude, you gotta get out of here. But for some reason, a trend here lately is I get like a woman who's completely fine, and then the husband or boyfriend comes back and it's just a mess. He's so, he doesn't know what the fuck's going on. I had one try to steal some shit off my desk.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was like some, it was some gay shit. I wouldn't have missed it. It was like a commemorative coin that the company gave us. I was like, and he's like, just, oh, I want to check it out. And then he starts walking out. I'm like, can I have my coin back? Oh, yeah, my bad. I wasn't meaning take it, man. I'm like, oh, okay, sure, yeah, bye.
Sure, sure. Where the fuck you going, oh, man?
Another great one was I had this old man who came in and offered $3,000 more for a truck than we were asking.
Okay.
So I'm just like, sweet, fuck yeah, all right. All right, dude. I'll see if they'll take it. I come back and it's like it's less than what he'd offered. I'm like, I got him, you know, I gave him the actual price. I'm right. Like, I got him cut a little bit for you, and then he's just like, I'll take it for $5,000 less. I'm like, no. He's like, all right, I'll pay this price, or no, I'll
all right, you. All right, $7,000 less. No,
I have had people do that. Like, all right, less than what I just offered them. And no, this guy's like, all right, $2,000 less. And I'm like, okay. And then he just starts getting really upset for no reason, like irrationally. He's like, well, I'll come back with $40,000 in cash and I'll drop it on this table and I'll see what you say. And I'm like, I didn't even say no. Like, what are you talking about?
Okay.
And I'm like, sure, dude. Bring back $40,000 in cash and see if I don't just rob you myself. See if you make it down one block of Pulaski with that.
The fucking
also, he doesn't have it. I don't know what.
Yeah.
This is just a crazy old man. Who was driving like a 09 Honda.
And he's trying to get a new car?
I don't know. I think he was just wanting to, like, let's ruin these guys' days.
I'll say 09 Honda. I feel like that should be, well, I guess it depends on how often he's driving it, but.
No, I mean, you know, I don't judge anyone's car, but he doesn't have $40,000.
Yeah.
Essentially, to just throw.
Well, I was just more thinking, like, does he need a new car?
No. I mean, he's just a crazy guy. The fact that he offered more than we were asking and then backtracked it and then went back and was like, I'll just bring cash and then you'll say yes.
It's like the, well, not really, but it would be the guy, your excuses are like water.
Oh, your excuses. I had a guy,
I'll come back with $40,000 in cash.
I told you that when we see Asian people, everyone's just like, fuck. God damn. Because it's never good. It's always terrible.
Yeah, you did.
There was a guy that was covered in, like, boils. Like he was at a nuclear facility exploded, and he was there.
Ground Zero.
He's just covered in
Chernobyl.
Yeah, he was at Chernobyl. And he's just, he looks terrible. And then there's just like this Asian family and they're wearing suits. And he just brings them up and he's like, they're like, and he's like, oh, and he's like, oh, and then he looks at me, he's like, what would like a car pretty? I... What the fuck is happening? Just too much weird shit.
Yeah.
I'm rambling. You got anything? I don't have anything.
I had one guy call today where I couldn't understand him because the phone, I have no idea what the fuck was going on. It was like interference, but it wasn't interference. It sounded like his phone was fucked up. Or something, but on top of that, he had a slight accent.
Yeah.
That was the toughest phone call I have ever had to go through. Because I didn't, I obviously didn't want to be like, can you repeat that? I can't understand you. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? Because I probably would have said it after every single word that he fucking said.
How thick we talking?
A chain pull. What'd
you know? No, it was it was a slight Indian accent, but it wasn't like to the point where I could not understand a word he was saying, but it was the actual phone itself. Because it, well, first off, it sounded like he was all the way over here.
Yeah.
And then it sounded like it was like super windy, or I don't know. And he was talking, and it's, I don't even know how I can like recreate it on here, but it was like almost muffled. But anyway, he was looking for some letter showing that what his benefits were and how long it goes for, or whatever. And at first, I didn't really know what he was asking for, because he's like, I need a letter that shows the benefits. And then that's kind of when I lost it a little bit. And I was like, well, I can send you a statement of a month or something. And he's, and I was like, do you need a specific time frame? And he's like, what? And I'm like, what do you mean, what? I didn't say that, obviously, but I was just like, I can do, like, you know, last month or month before. He's like, I just need a letter. I can't even recreate his accent. I want to do his accent, but I kind of can't remember it. But
listen to me, baby boy.
But it wasn't like, it wasn't
a very thick, specific task.
It wasn't even like that, but it was like moments where it would kind of like roll into that accent. And then
he's pretending to have the accent.
Yeah. But it, like, it was so hard to hear him or understand him. And I was just like, look, I'll just have the examiner email you something. So I have no fucking clue what you want. That was... because... well, one, I don't think we had what he was looking for, like, specifically. We had, like, the approval letter and, like, a statement, but they weren't together in one little thing. So I was like, I can email you the statement. I'll have the examiner send you something. And he's like, I just want a letter. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah.
Listen closely, my friend. I need you to send me feet picture so that I may jerk off.
Oh, and defeat. Then I think it was, I don't remember when it was, actually. I had some old, one, like, old Asian lady, and I had to, I couldn't help her because her stuff was showing up on another system, so I would transfer her over to another, like, office, and she went back to my phone, like, 3 times. I don't know what was going on, but like I transferred her. I started working with another customer. And while I'm working, I get a notification that a call is parked. And I'm like, okay. So I finished with that customer and I answer the parked call and the lady. I'm like, oh, did it not go through? She's like, no, I got disconnected. And I was like, okay, let me try it again. Start helping another customer. Another parked call, and I'm like, what the like, what are you doing? Just stay on the phone. And again, she's like, it no work. And I'm like, let me try this other one. Because I seriously could not help her. Like, I don't have access to the system that she was on. And she just kept coming back, and I'm like, just fucking, you don't have to do anything crazy. You just sit and wait until somebody picks up the phone. But yeah. I think I made a good friend that day.
Old Chinese woman.
Old Chinese woman.
The best friends.
Yeah.
I want an old Chinese friend.
Your excuses are like water.
Yeah, I want to be friends with that guy. That would be so sick. You walk in my apartment and it's just, you know, 20-year-old dudes, and then it's just old Chinese man sitting in the corner. He's sitting on the ground, you know, proverbs, with his knees all the way up to his proverbs. Chest. Yeah. Like, bro, who's that? It's like, oh man, that's Ming.
I call he him just mean does Ming.
That. Ming, spit him some knowledge real quick. Oh, the way of the bird is not the way of the frog.
Your excuses that's are right, like Ming. Water.
Your excuses are like a rotter.
Oh.
Just sitting back there, smoking a pipe.
Yeah. It's just a white guy. It's an old
it's a white guy. Eating fish eyes. Ah, yeah. That's my boy Ming.
Mean man.
Ming the Pussy King.
Mean man Ming the Pussy King.
Mean man Ming Pussy King. That'd be a pretty cool group.
That would be. Rock. That's a new rock band. That's our band.
See, we got Joe. We got Craig. We got Cool Nigel. Black Tayron.
Tayron.
We got Midgets. And we got Matt and Ming, the Pussy King.
he's also the front man.
Yeah, he's all talent. He's the only one that plays an instrument.
We're just standing. He played.
What is that? That weird guitar with one string.
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
Or he just plays a didgeridoo. That's all.
Now we'll give him a band.
You know, Andre 3000 has a flute record.
Andre 3000.
The weird guy from Outkast.
Really?
Yes. It's just flutes. I gotta look it up. The names were very funny.
I like how the first thing that pops up is Andre 3000 flute album.
New Blue Sun. I swear I really wanted to make a rap. The slang word pussy rolls off the tongue.
Andre 3000's flute album is not background music. Just saying.
Hell no, dude. Man, this episode sucks.
Yeah, well, too bad.
Too fucking bad. Maybe if you dumb motherfuckers bought some merch that we don't offer.
Yeah, or subscribe to our Patreon that we don't have.
That we don't
running.
Yeah, we don't add to our empty Patreon with like 3 episodes of nonsense.
I will send out a tweet for all my 30-some bot followers to be like, hey, use your stolen credit cards and pay for our Patreon. I'm now at 36 followers, and I know 4 of them.
Good.
I don't know any of these fucking, all these bots.
How do you know they're bots? They're just fans.
Because, okay. Let's see here. Lasagna. I don't know how to say the last name. Picture is super blurry, and it's just a picture of a person. Joined November 2023. Has no, like, no activity whatsoever. The fucking background picture is the blue, Twitter blue. And, but following 3,500 people and only has 22 followers.
That doesn't mean anything.
I don't know.
This,
every single person that followed me is the same exact thing.
No, it's
blurry picture of a random person. No activity. Joined fairly recently with a blue-ass Twitter blue background. I don't know. Although I do have a couple on here that they are basically furries, and they do art with furries.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was like, oh, okay. Cool.
Joe Show, official podcast of the furry community.
One of them is a VTuber, but I don't know if they're like a true... I don't know. I guess they are, but...
So furries are just into bestiality, right?
They gotta be.
That's the thing, though, right?
I guess.
Or pup play. They want to be.
I think it's more pup play.
And yeah, but they fucking those things, right? Instinct.
There's definitely some sexual tension when they're in the suits.
Just dry humping.
Yep.
That fucking felt suit. Yeah, I'm not about people wanting to fuck dogs, you know?
Yeah, I'm not about that either.
It disturbs me if someone gets horny about my cat. They should be killed.
Here, here's one of the followers. Rimby.
Rimby. Rimby?
21. Loves anime. USA. Crazy. Furry.
Why are you followed by all the furries?
Huh?
Why are you followed by furries?
I don't know.
They sense it in you, Joe. They're like, this man gets a boner when he watches a dog shit. One of us.
It's only two of them that are furries, but the other two are VTubers that are artists.
What is a VTuber?
The Twitch streamers that, like, they use the mocap, the motion capture, and they, like, have the fucking big titty anime girl as them. You never seen those?
Did not know that was a thing. No,
none of them are that popular, but it basically... Like, imagine you're watching, like, someone on Twitch playing fucking, I don't know, Call of Duty. But instead of where, like, the, you know, where streamers have the frame and it just shows them playing by their desk or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of that, imagine an animated, either 2D or 3D, like, anime person. And that they're like, playing a character.
My children will not have access to the internet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna come in, he's watching some guy playing a dating sim or something. I'm like, God damn it, why aren't you watching people kill themselves? Or porn. Like a normal boy.
Yeah.
I'd be so sad. My only son. And he's just into some lame shit. I'd be very ashamed.
My 5-year-old better be watching Sopranos.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. We're watching Goodfellas on a loop.
We're watching all
the cool shit.
We'll start with Taxi Driver in the morning, and then by the end of the night, we should be ending on Killers of the Flower Moon. We'll just have a Scorsese marathon.
Hell yeah, dude.
Although that's going to take, like, fucking a week.
That's all fine. Movies I'm pulling him out of school. Fine, yeah.
He's on a field trip. Downstairs watching.
We're a spiritual Scorsese journey movies. Here. We're gonna make you cool. Here's a gun. We're gonna make you cool.
Actually, I still need to watch Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. It's only on Apple TV. I don't have that anymore.
Yeah, I heard it's really good. I just need to watch it. and I need to. I haven't done it yet, but I'm gonna start Sopranos.
Dude, it is goddamn Sopranos, dude.
It's the next thing I'm watching.
You affirmative action cocksucker.
I am going
to charcoal briquette.
I'm gonna start it tomorrow. That way, I can get a couple episodes in. Probably like two or three. And then, yeah. And then I'll probably just be binge-watching it.
Yeah, you got to. Dude, it's so great. Yeah. It's so fucking good. Just a bunch of fat Italians. Hey, oh, hey. Chrissy, go give me a sandwich. The gabagool with the peppers. It's just that forever. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
What's so funny, someone brought this up about that show. The amount of crimes and murder that happens, and they don't make like a crazy amount of money. They make like six figures. And they're like, you could just probably just actually do waste management.
Yeah.
And make the same.
Just work an actual job.
Yeah, you could probably just have those construction businesses.
Yeah.
And not dump bodies.
That's funny. Yeah. We're at an hour there, brother.
Okay, thank God. I got a shit.
Same.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.